Welcome to Between the Lines, a time such as this, where hosts David and Jonathan dare to dive deeply and unravel the mysteries of end-time prophecy. Join us as we explore the past, present, and future of prophetic events that have and will shape our world. Without further ado, our hosts, David and Jonathan.
The Antichrist has been revealed. It's here, my friends, the tribulation. Church was asleep. I was asleep. Been looking for this all my life. Slept through the first little portion of it. Our forefathers had cried wolf so often that we all just assumed a future generation would be the unlucky ones to live during this time. Many things have come together that has begun to awaken the church. The first of these is the recognition of the Antichrist. And the Bible says he would be recognized. He is Elon Musk, believe it or not. He is the vessel that will be indwelt at the midpoint of the tribulation period. Now let's examine Elon Musk's life for just a moment. We can come to this conclusion quite easily. If you've read your Bible and you know what this man of sin is supposed to accomplish. It's all right there. First of all, he's the richest man in the world, on track to be the first trillionaire. He has wrapped this globe in a network of satellites, some 30, 40,000. At this point, his satellite system has absolute and complete physical surveillance of the planet and its occupants. The Starlink system has monopolized 3/4 of the world's internet services, soon to be 100%. His bio-interface company, Neuralink, has created an implantable device that will allow your mind to access the web. Already installed in many people under the guise of a medical appliance for the paralyzed. I've seen people operating computers, mouses, keyboards, sitting there browsing the web with their minds. There is the mark of the beast, my friends. It's right there in front of us, and we were all asleep. Elon himself said, by 2030, this implanted Neuralink will replace all cell phones and handheld devices for web access and monetary transactions. That's right out of the pages of your Bible. He's a big proponent of digital currency, to replace fiat currency, with plans for his X platform to transform into an all-inclusive payment platform. How convenient is that? His AI has fulfilled the prophecy of Daniel 12:4, stating, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." Now, that means understanding wouldn't come till the time of the end. Understanding is here now. The veil has been lifted because Daniel wrote this down years ago. But seal it. Understanding wouldn't be till now. And it is now, today. You're hearing it right now. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. There has never been a time in human history when knowledge is so exponentially available through AI. Musk himself has said that through super AI, we have summoned the demon, and it's more dangerous than nuclear weapons. You see, he doesn't fully understand who he is at this point, but he is the man. He's also completely entangled with the U.S. government and has their complete cooperation. The United States is the second beast of Revelation. One who looks like a lamb and speaks as a dragon. Our nation, this Christian nation with all of our morals and laws and values. But yet we have suddenly begun to reorganize the entire world under the guise of peace. American leadership and military will deliver a new world order through political, economic, and military pressure already underway throughout the world under Donald Trump's conquest for peace. What the Bible says, wrapped in benevolence, the beast that looks like a lamb and speaks as a dragon. He's going to deliver this newly arranged world into the hand of this man of sin spoken about in the Bible. But wait a minute here, Pastor Dave. Antichrist is supposed to enter into a 7-year peace treaty with Israel. No, that's a deception from the pulpit. The words do not exist in the Bible. It says in Daniel 9:27, "And he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years." Confirm. What does it mean to confirm something? To validate, acknowledge, or formally sanction an existing something? The UN's Agenda 2030 was signed several years ago. A good-hearted, futile document that wishes to, get this, erase world hunger, disease, discrimination, poverty, and all the unfair practices of society. How grand of an endeavor for mankind. Well, it wasn't going very well. Then, in 2024, the UN produced the Pact for the Future, designed to specifically accelerate the Agenda 2030 plan. And it was signed by 193 nations. There is your mini. Specifically accelerate the 2030 plan and bring it to a conclusion within 7 years. 7 years. What a coincidence. That's what Daniel said. And how did the man of sin, masquerading as a man of peace, confirm this pact for the future? Well, incidentally, Starlink has directly supported the UN by providing services to all of the global locations requested to further the Pact for the Future agenda. If that's not a confirmation of this covenant, I don't know what is. In other words, Pact for the Future has his full confirmation and support. He will confirm an existing covenant for 7 years, exactly what it is. To add credibility to this being the 7 years covenant spoken of in Daniel, several Jewish organizations have already petitioned the UN under civil and religious wording in these documents to resume animal sacrifices in the third temple soon to be constructed. Just as the Bible says will happen during the first 3.5 years of the reign of Antichrist. It's here. But what about Antichrist's family lineage? I heard something about that in church. The church says this man of sin, this Antichrist, has to be a descendant of the tribe of Dan. You know, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. I've been sitting behind pulpits for years listening to these men. It's about things they don't even know about. Till I realized this was a false doctrine. Pure conjecture and speculation. I examined all the verses they cite. All conjecture and speculation, just as the pre-tribulation rapture lie. They were all designed to deceive and cause many to not recognize this man when he came onto the scene and be aware of today's events and the tribulation period we have now entered. Oh, how can lies come from pulpits? Satan infiltrated the church millennia ago. What better way to corrupt than from the inside out, to lead astray from the pulpits? Elon Musk is the man of sin and will be the indwelt Antichrist in just a short time. He's the vessel at this point for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. He will develop and grow his systems that will usher the world into a fully digital commerce society. The Starlink system has now full surveillance through multiple means, including your cell phones, smart appliances, camera systems, Ring doorbells. The list is enormous. An imitation omnipresence, trying to be like God. In a short time, when the world's fiat currency system collapses, a new global currency will be required of all in order to buy and sell. All orchestrated by AI through the Starlink system with its global reach. Remember what the Bible says in Revelation 13? No one will be able to buy and sell unless they take the mark. Well, it's not going to start exactly like that. First, it'll be a biometric identification card. Then a short time later, you'll be required to take the Neuralink implant in your forehead or your right hand. If you take the biometric identification card, a delusion will assure your mind that the later upgrade to the Neuralink is quite harmless. Especially since Pastor Bob said the tribulation period cannot be happening because the rapture is not taking place. And unfortunately, many Christians in the community have bought into this pre-tribulation lie that was forged in the pits of hell. And this implant will be so cool. It will no longer have to carry your identification card around. And you can access the web with your mind. How fascinating will that be for those who are so addicted to this digital technology already? The Bible says that if you take this mark, there is no hope for you. You will end in the lake of fire and eternal torment. It's here, my friends, whether you like it or not. The Bible says the first half of the tribulation period is the time of birth pains and the sifting period. What that means is that the world's old systems are dying and this new world order is being birthed. The sifting is of the church and the souls who have not chosen a side. Do you recognize what is happening and run to the one true King through the acceptance of Jesus Christ? Or do you accept this new world order and the bondage and pain of the abyss that it represents? So many dear Christians wear the Christian name tag or a religious garment, not realizing that God requires a heart that follows after Him. A heart that fears Him when you have allowed yourself to step out of line. A true confession of Jesus Christ as your Savior. On the day of God's wrath, no religious practice will save you. No name on a church roll will bring any reprieve. No baptism at age 12 will have any weight unless there was a true confession of faith and belief in Christ. The heart, not the outside, the inside, must fear God, must desire to be with God, must have a conversation with God. Unfortunately for many, the great delusion that God said will come on this world during the tribulation is now active. This will blind and prevent you from understanding because, like the virgins with their lamps, some were not vigilant and watching for the return of their Lord and were caught unaware. You're hearing this today. I have identified to you the Antichrist. I've given you so many things within his life and his access that prove he is the man. He is the man. He has developed the mark. He has the omnipresence through technology already. He is climbing up onto the world stage. You can't see that right now. You're already blinded. You still have a mind and free will to choose. Can you see that the story written down so long ago is absolutely happening now? There's no time for delay. You must repent of your sins and accept Christ's sacrifice as the only salvation for your soul. The delusion within this world will only get worse, and the stronger it gets as you get closer to the midpoint of the tribulation period, your ability to discern good from evil will be diminished. Act now, as time is very short, my friend. Do not delay. Get down on your knees and repent of your sins and tell God you want to belong to Him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Time is short.
Thanks for tuning in to Between the Lines, a time such as this with David and Jonathan. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and remember, the signs are all around us. Catch you next time on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.